Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here with Mike Wolf from Synergy at PDC. And Mike has some really cool stuff to show us, so why don't you go at it, Mike?
Sure. So, really excited about some new stuff we can now do in Silverlight 4. And one of the things I got really excited about, because we've had a lot of customers come and ask us about this at Synergy, was webcam support. So to start playing with this, I was talking with one of my designers. He came up with the idea of a stop-action animation based off of a bunch of current films coming out using stop-action animation.
Cool.
And so we came up with this idea, and we're playing it, call it Studio Play. And this is a Silverlight 4 application living in a virtual, actually XP mode on Windows 7.
Okay.
So
you have a Silverlight application
Yep. Sitting
in Windows, sitting in XP
Yep. Virtually
Yes. On Windows 7, and it has access to the webcam.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep. So I'll get it started here. And so first thing you notice is it's going to ask for permission, very much like Flash, asking for permission to access the audio video capture device.
Okay.
So give it a second, and there we go. You see the beautiful
very cool
back screen. And it's a really simple UI, and this was actually designed as Silverlight 3 application. Landed in Silverlight 3, took the XAML into Silverlight 4, basically no change in the XAML at all, which is pretty cool.
Right.
So I can take a picture, so we'll start with a base, and we'll move our little guy into...
And so you're basically using the webcam here to take individual snapshots.
Yes.
Okay.
So what this is going to do is individual snapshots. This is a list box bound to a list of image sources.
Okay. And my lovely assistant is moving the little thing. Do we have a name for that thing?
It's the USB Yakuza.
Yeah.
The Yakuza?
And so we'll put a couple in there. Two more.
We'll make them go really close.
Yeah.
Is there a big ending?
We don't have any...
Well, okay, so actually I have one big ending I'm going to add to the end of this. And another feature I really liked in Silverlight 4 is drag and drop from the desktop.
Okay.
So I have a really horrible PNG I'm going to drag in here. It's a sweet movie that I made in Paint.
Okay.
So this is, you're dragging a file from Windows Explorer onto the browser surface.
Yep. And there, it's added to my timeline.
Right there?
Yep, right there. So I'm going to...
integrated right from Windows, drag and drop right into Silverlight 4.
Yep.
Awesome.
And so I'm going to play the movie.
Check it out. Sweet.
Sweet movie.
That's totally awesome.
So yeah, and this is what's really cool about this is just how easy from the code perspective. I actually wrote the code in a matter of hours on a weekend when you know, you're up late at night and can't sleep. And so there's very little code to me.
So let's see some of that very little code.
So this is the entire piece where it actually starts the camera up. And
so you have a video brush, you're setting the source,
yep.
Right?
You got to create a capture device, and then at that point, then you're just basically setting it to a video brush. In my case, I'm doing some, you know, closing background, you know, changing the visual brush. But the main point here is capture, start.
Right. So, and then the rest of it just integrates with the way you would expect Silverlight to work.
Right. Yep. So if we look at...
So the basically the button click that you want to show is once you already have a capture source specified...
Right. Here is the actual write. And really, let's do the... references... Forgot what the button click was.
There you go.
To fire the right.
So for those who don't know what a video brush is, That's not actually what is rendered on, or there's no webcam element in the XAML, right?
Right, right.
So you're basically painting a rectangle with the capture source.
Right. So on the capture device, there's an async capture image that takes a delegate.
Okay.
And so I'm passing it to my write method.
A little bit of lambda love in there, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
And then the write method.
And that's actually grabbing the image from the webcam right at that point?
Webcam comes in as a writable bitmap.
Yeah.
And you do whatever you want with the bitmap.
Okay.
In this case, it's bound,
so image add.
So there are other ways to use the webcam, right? I mean, you can stream video and stuff from it, but what specifically what you're doing here is you're using it as a frame-by-frame capture device?
A frame-by-frame capture device. In a similar way, ElfMe, what's it called? ElfMe, the everybody loves putting their boss's face on a dancing elf at Christmas.
Right.
Was done. Very similar experience, but at the same time, add in IIS, media services, you can create a collaboration platform using the support for the webcam.
Very cool. So so what's your favorite feature in Silverlight 4?
I'll be honest, I love the drag and drop.
Yeah.
I think the drag and drop is when everybody saw Wave and they're like, ooh, Wave, that's what everybody paid attention to. And I think that's
the pictures and messages.
Yeah, the picture and some message, and this is like right there for you. And it's so easy that it's the exact same code you do in WPF, one line difference, but it's so dead simple.
Great.
Drag and drop.
All right. Well, thanks a bunch, Mike.
Great. Thanks.